Okay, folks, I just finished Night 2 of Elseworlds. Just finished watching Arrow. And, I can't wait for this to end. I said that wrong. It's not, I can't wait for this to end. I can't wait to see where they go next. They made the story so much bigger that how can it all end in one day? How can this all end in one episode? And let's kind of go through what happened here. So Barry, Oliver, Supergirl all go off to Gotham. But that's before they go to... First they go to Star City and they don't tell Felicity for some stupid reason. I think Oliver was nervous. And then they head off to Gotham. Felicity finds out later because Frisco. Yeah, that's his name, right? Why am I screwing up? Frisco. Anyway, he shows up and he says the body swap and, or one of them, look, I'm shitty at these podcasting things. I can't believe you're still here with me. The details, I'm not going to go through the whole episode like that. That's silly. Let's talk about the big things, okay? They go to Gotham City, and Gotham is in their reality. No, wait. I'm so confused. What Earth were we in with Gotham? To me, it's they're obviously in their Earth, Earth 1, because she recognized Oliver Queen. Yes, Oliver Queen had history in Gotham. Okay, so we're in the Flash and Arrow's Earth. They go to Gotham, and they talk about Bruce Wayne hasn't been seen in 3 years. The Batman hasn't been seen in a while. And Supergirl's like, it's kind of weird that they both haven't been seen in a while. We meet a character. We meet Ruby Rose, who is, I think her name was Carrie Kane or Kelly Kane or something like that. She's the one who kind of manages this crappy Wayne Tower that has, you know, she's trying to do something with it. We find out she's Bruce Wayne's cousin, and she recognizes Oliver Queen and says, look, just do what you got to do and then get the hell out of Gotham City. Kara goes down, has a little one-on-one talk with her, and she says, oh, our cousins are friends. And this is what threw me off. She says, our cousins are friends. So she's saying that Clark Kent is friends with Bruce Wayne, but they're from a different Earth. So that's where it threw me off a little bit. Clark goes to a different Earth to be friends with Bruce Wayne, or is he friends with Bruce Wayne in his Earth? I don't know. It's very confusing. And does she know? She obviously, at one point, she seems like she doesn't know that Bruce Wayne is Batman. At another point, she seems like she does know Bruce Wayne is Batman. Now, we are in our world where Bruce Wayne is no longer Batman, or at least not Batman right now. So we have this Kelly Kane, I don't remember, who is taking up the mantle of Batwoman. Now, I'm wondering, for those who don't know, and are just watching the show tonight, like, oh, there's Batgirl. That's Batgirl. Batgirl. They never once said Batwoman, and I don't think we're going to see her again. But it was cool seeing the bat signal. It was cool seeing Gotham. They had a lot of cool little Easter eggs in this. The Wi-Fi password for Wayne Tower is Alfred. They had to go to find that doctor. He's in Gotham. He works in Arkham Asylum, so they go to Arkham. We see references to Mr. Freeze. We see references to the Penguin. We see references to the Riddler. We see references to Scarecrow. With they even bring in the hallucinogen, like that crazy Scarecrow gas. We see references to a comic book writer, Mark Guggenheim. And then, obviously, Barry and Oliver, because I'm terrible at this, they accidentally ingest some of the Scarecrow serum, and they start fighting with each other because Barry sees Malcolm Merlyn, because in this world he's still the Arrow, and Oliver sees Eobard Thorne. I can't say words, because in his world he's still the Flash in this world. So there was a cool thing where they see their worst fears, even though it's not really their worst fears, and there's a fight, and it was kind of cool how they went back and forth. Thought that was interesting. But that was like all to get the book, which they got the book. Now, in the meantime, there's all this red and blue lightning all over. First it was in the Central City, now it's in Star City, and they figured out that they could build a giant magnet gun, and I'm talking about Caitlin, Felicity, and I can't think of his name, Mr. Terrific. Why am I so bad at this? With Diggle, they build this giant gun that if you shoot into the sky, blah, 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 it can bring a magnet in from whatever dimension and pull them in. And it didn't dawn on me until that moment that this was the Flash, Jay Garrick, the Flash. Well, that's who I thought it was, from Earth 90 that we saw at the beginning. Except, obviously, it wasn't Jay Garrick. So they shoot the thing off in the sky, and you see him kind of show a vision, and he tries to come through and says, you got to get the book, get the book, got to get the book, get the book. They get the book, right? That's where all the stuff happens in Arkham Asylum. They have the book for a little while, and then that dude from the beginning of the whole thing, the guy who had the book in the first place, shows up, and he's like, I'm here to tell you that I've been testing universes. I've been testing all the Earths because there's a crisis coming. A crisis for all the Earths? That sounds very familiar. It sounds huge. It sounds epic. And then the Flash shows up, and they're like, oh my God, Jay Garrick? He goes, no. He goes, Dad? No, I'm Barry Allen. And I'm like, damn, that is Barry Allen from The Flash from the 90s. That's how they pulled him in. And he's talking about his Earth. His Earth, I believe, is the one where we had Smallville with Tom Welling. That's what I think. Because if you saw in that beginning, you saw a guy in green, that Oliver Queen was dead. That Earth is gone, and Jay has been kind of running through the Speed Force and the multi-universe, and I don't know. I can't believe I'm talking about this crap. And so he shows up and he's like, that bad guy, he explains who he is, the monitor. And the monitor's like, there's, you know, bad stuff coming, and we're testing your Earths. So he takes the book, takes it back to the doctor, says, you need to try bigger. And they're like, okay, I'll try bigger. Boom, the next thing you know, Oliver, Supergirl's gone. Oliver and Barry look like they're kind of like dressed like the gang on Riverdale. And they are police. And then all of a sudden, who shows up? The police are chasing them. And of course, who are the police but Malcolm Merlyn? I'm so bad at names. I think they showed him at the beginning was Deathstroke's son. And the big bad guy from Arrow this year, who's, I can't even think of his name. I want to say Chavez, but I know it's not that. Look, you come to me and you listen to these podcasts to hear me erratically talk about things. You don't come here for facts, because I am not good at that stuff. But they're the cops, so it's a kind of, but now Oliver Queen is Oliver Queen again, Barry Allen again, even though he couldn't run. They beat up the cops, they run off, and a Superman shows up in a black suit, and he says, you know, it took me, you know, there's nowhere for you to run now. And so it made it look like he was a good guy. But when they show the previews, we see that this Superman is like, I'm here to, you know, this is my world. Yet we also see a Superman in red and blue. So we have Supermans from different Earths coming in. We have, I'm guessing, I don't know if we're going to see that Russian Supergirl from months ago. I don't know if that's even part of Elseworlds now. I'm excited to see where we go tomorrow, but we got two Supermen, we got a Supergirl, we got another reality, so weird things are going to be happening, more weird things, because he went bigger, and we have to kind of bring it all together in one episode. Everything's going to be concluded by the end of this, even the crisis, or is that going to become a storyline for one of these shows? I don't know. Infinite, you know, realities and Earth, that is the Flash's thing. We bring the Arrow in with that. We bring the Supergirl in with that. But the kind of different universes and different times, that's really Flash's story. So if we do go with this Crisis on Infinite Earths kind of thing, I wonder if that's going to become the Flash's story. But we still have the Cicada stuff, so I don't know. Look, this is why I don't do weekly podcasts for these shows. I thought it's a special thing. I'll get in here now. I'll talk about it. And here I am. Here I did. That didn't even make sense. I can't even watch Supergirl till like probably 9:30 tomorrow night, if not later. But I'm going to podcast about it because that's what I'll do. Well, that's what I said I'll do. I don't really do that much. But if you did find me, awesome. You can find me on Twitter, Geek Mentality. You can find me on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. iTunes, Spotify, we're everywhere, podcasts, but you know that by now. There's no way that you accidentally found me and said, oh, I'll listen to this guy. No, you've subscribed and you forgot, and all of a sudden an episode popped up and you're listening to it and you're thinking, Jesus Christ, why do I bother with this guy? And you know what? You might be onto something. But stay subscribed. That's all I ask. Stay subscribed, download each episode, and, you know, if you want to listen to it, great. If you don't, I understand. Either way, if you're still with me now, this is for you. This, I wrote this specifically tonight. That's a lie. Here it is. You've heard it a million times before. Here's my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.